Oh, no, northbound, northbound.
Testing 1-2-3 test.
Okay, this is Detective Gillette. Today's date is the 12th. Time is 5 minutes to 9 p.m. I'm at... And I'm speaking with... And, what's your date of birth? Talk to you here again. I know, I think you've already talked to someone.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm pretty kind of shook up. I mean,
yeah.
It's got me. My son was just walking home at the time, and I heard 5 shots, and
we freaked out right away.
When I ran outside, because he had just called to come home. Okay.
And he lives over there, so we heard the shots, and we're like, oh, we looked at each other and ran out.
Okay, let me get your statement real quick, and then I'll do yours, if that'd be all right.
Sure.
And, okay, that's a good thing. I have 5 kids, so.
Oh.
Yeah. And do you happen to know your driver's license number by chance?
I have expired, so.
That's okay, I just need a. Okay, an incident occurred here on the street earlier tonight. And I got sent down here obviously to talk to you and interview about it. Can you just tell me what you were doing and what you know or heard?
We were eating right here.
We just sat down eating beans and rice.
Okay.
Steven,
hold on. Let me get her.
Oh, okay.
That's
right. I'm sorry,
okay, go ahead.
We were eating and then we were discussing something else and we heard 5 shots. And then I looked and I go, those aren't firecrackers. He goes, those were gunshots.
Okay.
And we both went Isaiah. We both thought of her son. And
this is Isaiah?
Yeah, Isaiah.
Because he was not home, so was he?
No, he was out playing.
He had just called 5 minutes before the 5 shots.
And we thought he was playing over here, and the shots came from here, and I'm like, oh my God. So he ran, he went in front of me, and then I went behind him. And then everybody was looking that way, so we started looking that way too.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was I heard, first it was 5 shots, and then when I went out there, I heard them saying, put down the gun. Put down the gun, and then nothing. And then he started, and then all of a sudden he started coming. I seen him. He was walking. I go, that's that man. That's her next door neighbor. And he had a blood stain right here. And he was like despondent.
Like on his left hip area.
Yeah, right here. It was all the big old red spot. And he had a knife. To me, it looked like a little steak knife. He said it was bigger. To me, it looked small.
Okay.
And all the cops were just like on him, saying they were surrounding him. They were going, drop the knife, or we'll shoot you. Drop the knife, or we'll shoot you. They kept on saying that, and he wouldn't drop the knife, and he just kept on walking. And he was walking away from them. They were like following, but he was walking away from them. And then, he wasn't. What got me was, and he wasn't like aggravated or cussing, you know, or just really, you know.
Animated.
He was just going like this.
You said he looked like what you would say, despondent.
Despondent, just like shocked, like he was shocked, like he, you know, just like that, no kind of aggression, no nothing.
Okay.
And then he went straight to his house, and they would like try to block him, and he would, you know, he just kept like going around, but real slow. He wasn't fast or anything. Where, you know, and I went all the way in the middle of the street. I was way over. He was yelling at me to get back, but I wanted to see, you know, what exactly they were gonna do, and then. Finally got to his screen door, and then I couldn't see because there was too many cops in front of me, and I'm short, and I couldn't see. But they kept on saying, drop the knife, or we're going to shoot you. We're going to shoot you. Drop the knife, and they got closer, and then all of them shot him. And then that's when I screamed, I go, what the fuck did you guys have to shoot, you know, shoot him like that for? First, there was a guy with a baton that hit him, and I don't know where he hit him.
Okay.
I don't know. I couldn't see.
Okay.
I don't know if he went down. I'm not sure.
No, hit him in the ribs.
Okay. I didn't see. And then all of a sudden, they were like from here to right through the door, that door right there,
about
and
15 feet
yeah,
away.
Not far, and then they go drop the knife, and we're gonna shoot you. We're gonna shoot you, and then
okay.
Everybody shot.
Okay.
Everybody, and I go, I just went like, all of you have to shoot him. All of you. One could have just hit his leg or something, you know, or
right.
His arm. That's the way I was looking at it.
Okay.
And I got real upset, and I started telling them off.
Okay. I got scared because my
okay,
I'm sorry. We've told everything, you know, so many different
things. I know.
It's just real.
Let me just go through it. I'm going to just go through it step by step so I got the whole thing right. So you and dinner in the house. You hear five shots.
Five shots.
Okay.
Then
you go out the front door.
Front door.
And then you call Steve. You call Steve.
And then I left Steve. I went up to the middle of the street.
Florida. Okay. And you go up to the middle of Florida.
I had almost direct contact with the cops.
Okay.
And they kept on trying to go back, and I went, because I seen the way, I couldn't believe it was him, you know, and the way he was walking, he didn't
okay.
know.
When you got to the middle of the street and you said when you saw him walking with the knife,
uh-huh.
You remember which hand the knife was in?
The right hand.
Okay. So you see him holding the knife and you said he's walking. Where was he walking?
He was walking back to his house.
Okay, and he's your next door neighbor?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know his name?
No, we just know him as
no way, it was a joke.
It was just like I he's lived here longer than I have. Let me and Isaiah.
Okay.
We just got back together.
Okay.
So it's been, I got here in December, so it's almost been a year. And I've never heard the real quiet.
Right.
The lady I think has, I've known
where,
her.
Where was he at when he was walking?
He was at that house. He came out, I seen him out in the front yard of that house.
Of his house?
No.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at. I want to know when you first saw him.
Yeah, I saw him across the street,
okay.
And I couldn't believe it was him. I was like, is that him? And I kept on going close, and he was yelling at me, get
so
over
he,
here.
So he walks across towards his house, which is?
Just right here.
Okay, so he walks westbound. And you said, and that when you first saw him, when he had the knife, you already saw the what looked
I
like blood?
Blood.
Okay, down by his left.
Yeah, but he was like walking real, he wasn't, you know, that's what got me. He wasn't, you know, or running, or you know, he was just walking.
And
with
how
it,
many?
But it wouldn't be the knife. I was like, oh, stop.
How many officers were out there? Just the best you can remember.
I'd say nine.
Okay. When he was walking and you were saying they were telling him to stop and drop the knife, was it loud? Was it yelling?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were very
all
clear.
All of them? Very clear.
Hell yeah.
And everybody was quiet. Everybody was quiet, so that's how you can hear.
Okay.
Is them saying, drop the knife, or we'll shoot you. Or we'll shoot you. Drop
okay.
the knife, or we'll shoot you. And then one got close, and I seen him right.
Do you remember which officer that looked like, or do you know?
He was sure.
It was kind of far away because
he
didn't exactly
throw. I wouldn't be able to identify him.
How far do you think you were standing the best
in
you
the
could?
Middle of the street?
Yeah.
I was right in the middle.
Right in the middle, right in front of his house. So
but since I'm short, I can't
that's fine. Yeah,
see
yeah.
exactly. I was trying to look at him, what he was doing, but I couldn't see him.
Okay. And then you said he got up to the screen door.
Screen door, exactly.
And then what happened?
And then they said, drop the knife. The guy went with the baton, and he moved back. And then
how many shots is the best you can estimate, if you can?
I think
could you
like
even,
12, 13.
Okay. Then what happened
after
that?
Yeah, I went, what the, I said, what the fuck did you guys have to shoot him like a dog for? One could have shot him.
Right.
I didn't, I was really upset that they shot him like that.
Okay.
I didn't understand that.
Do you remember was he facing them or was he turned away from them?
I couldn't see him. All I seen was afterwards when the paramedics came and they took off his clothes and he was already down.
Okay. And then where'd you go after that?
I was still there.
How long did you wait out there? I mean,
till they took I wanted to see, Barsha, I wanted to see if there was any kind of life in him.
Uh-huh. And they were taken away by the paramedics.
Yeah. Okay. And I seen them going, you know.
Doing the chest?
Yeah. I was watching, I was just praying there, you know.
I just couldn't understand, so close to my home.
Okay. And then we know.
Is there anything else that you can think of?
It was a short guy that hit him with a baton. I know that was dark hair.
Okay. Dark hair.
Dark hair.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be able to recognize him.
Okay. How many times would you, I guess, and this is just a guess, an estimate, did they tell him to drop the knife?
They told him several
times. A lot of times? Okay.
All during the time he was walking. Since the five shots, we went up and we heard, put the gun down, and he must have put it, or somebody must have put it down.
Okay.
I don't understand why you would have a knife and a gun.
Right.
It didn't make sense to me why we would have a knife and a gun. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe he was, you know, drunk. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like, if you have
a
gun,
did he ever
said a word.
Never said a word.
No. He was quiet, like, and distraught, like, he probably thought, to me, it was like, what the hell did
okay.
Like that, but he was walking very slow, but he was getting away from them.
Okay.
You know, but he wasn't being assertive at all.
How far would you say that the officers were from him?
They kept their distance, like, from here to there, all along.
About from here to that door?
Yeah, and they sort of started surrounding him. Some came from here, and others came from over here.
When you say from here, that, like, front floors
and Montgomery.
Montgomery?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And they started surrounding him, and he just kept on walking to his house. That's all he wanted to do.
Well, they were trying to do a team tactic.
Okay.
Hold
on one second. Okay. Did you see any of them spray him with anything at all? No?
No, just the baton and then the shots. Everybody shot.
How long would you estimate you were at that this whole thing took? I mean, do you...
10 minutes.
10 minutes? Okay. And,
More?
I'm going to shut up until he...
Okay.
I've already blown it up. I'm so pissed off.
To me, it seemed, as soon as I went out there, I just... Maybe a little bit longer because of the way he was walking.
Right.
But it just the way they shot him. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, why did all of you have to shoot him?
Right.
But there was no need. He was an old man. You know, but then, you know, like my husband was saying, maybe, because we heard that somebody had died over there, you know, process.
Yeah.
And we go, maybe they had, you know, I go, but still, they didn't have to kill him. They didn't have to kill him.
Okay.
Somebody died at that other house? Yes, they did.
At any time before the shooting, did he drop the knife?
No.
Okay. All right, I'm going to end the interview.